KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 70. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Saturday, May 19th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, and Ferguson Funeral Home. Should be a nice day today. Sunshine, high near 90. We'll have evening temps in the 80s. Tomorrow morning's low about 62. And there'll be a chance for some showers and storms after midnight tonight and into Sunday. Tomorrow's high about 77. A deadly start to the weekend on Southwest Oklahoma roadways. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
It's spring. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, but the weather doesn't know what it's doing. For a comfortable home this season and year-round, talk to DeHart Air Conditioning. They're offering up to a $1,700 rebate or up to 72-month 0% interest financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that can keep your home feeling perfect inside no matter what's happening outside. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today, 405-224-0184, or visit them online at DeHartAC.com. License number ME1386.
Two people have lost their lives in severe traffic accidents in southwest Oklahoma. One of the accidents happened east of Chickasha at what is known as the Tabler Y. 27-year-old Caleb Brazil of Lindsay died in the crash at the junction of U.S. Highway 62, then State Highway 39. That accident happened about 11:30 last night. The Highway Patrol reports Brazil was traveling east on Highway 39, failed to yield from a stop sign. Her vehicle hit by a pickup driven by 46-year-old Niles Thomas of Fayetteville, Arkansas. Brazil died at the scene. Thomas and a 9-year-old girl who was a passenger in the truck both taken to the hospital where they were treated and released. Two other passengers in the truck, including an 8-year-old boy, not hurt. The other fatal accident was yet another crash involving a semi. It killed a Cache teenager. That crash happened about 12:30 Friday afternoon just west of Lawton. State troopers say the unidentified 17-year-old girl also failed to yield from a stop sign. Her vehicle then hit by a semi driven by Brian Neugebauer of Indiahoma. He was not injured. A Caddo County man hospitalized after his van runs off the highway and rolls. 29-year-old Tony Toppin of Anadarko suffered head and leg injuries in the crash that happened on State Highway 9 between Carnegie and Mountain View. That was just before 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The Highway Patrol says Toppin fell asleep at the wheel and ran off the road. He was partially thrown out the right rear door of the van, and his legs were pinned underneath the wreckage. A couple of good Samaritans stopped by and managed to get Toppin out from underneath the van before paramedics arrived. More Cool News coming right up.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy, mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
A silver alert issued for a man missing from Norman. 75-year-old Charles French last seen about 2 weeks ago. The only physical description Norman police have is that French is Caucasian. He was last seen wearing a long sleeve, green, blue, and beige plaid shirt, blue jeans, and boots. He may be driving a gray 1991 GMC SC3 pickup with Oklahoma tag BZC878. The silver alert issued because police say French has a medical or physical disability and is in danger of serious injury or even death. If you come in contact with Charles French, call local police. Tuttle and Oklahoma City police looking for a replica of a car from a popular TV show that was reported stolen this week. It's a 1967 Chevy Impala. It's been restored to look exactly like the Impala on Supernatural. Car owner Jan Ashworth said it took her 4 years just to find the car, a four-door hardtop. It took another year and a half to restore the vehicle. Ashworth said the individual who was restoring the car was supposed to deliver it to her Wednesday night. He called her and told her that his truck had some trouble, and he pulled over somewhere on Highway 4 and got lost on his GPS. He said that four men stopped to admire the car, but then stole the man's truck, trailer, and the Supernatural car. Authorities say they've recovered the truck and the trailer, but not the classic Chevy. Ashworth is offering a reward for the return of the car. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. A free outdoor summer concert series scheduled at USAO. Misty McClellan with the USAO Alumni Association will be in our Cool Conversation program to talk about that event as well as other alumni programs. And Chickasha City Planner and Building Inspector Gene Winsett, this week's guest on Real Estate Today with John Mosley. Both programs coming up next hour, Real Estate Today. Let's start with a cool conversation right after the 8 o'clock news, followed at 8:30 by Real Estate Today. We have links to both programs on our website. Find them under the Community tab. Our weather forecast, going to be a nice day today, sunny with a high near 90. We'll have a chance for some showers and storms late this evening and after midnight, and they'll be stretching into tomorrow. Right now, a beautiful morning, sunny and 70 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Every person's life is a story, and those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
In sports, the USAO softball team setting a lot of team records this year. The fifth-ranked Rovers have already set records for the number of wins in a season. And this week, they won their bracket in the opening round of the NAIA National Softball Tournament for the first time in team history. And in doing that, they qualified for the team's first-ever appearance in the NAIA Softball Championship Series. It's a 10-team tournament that opens next Friday in Clermont, Florida, just outside Orlando. The team boasts the Sooner Athletic Conference Coach of the Year in Jaden Wallace, the Pitcher of the Year in freshman Emily Cerny, whose 29 wins is second best in the country. She has 271 strikeouts. That ranks fourth in NAIA, and she's also fourth in holding opponents to a 160 batting average, her 1.14 ERA, 10th best in the country. Chloe Clifton, Player of the Year for the conference, and she's tied for fourth in the nation in RBI with 71. And Darcy Chester, the Newcomer of the Year for the conference, has a 444 batting average. That puts her in the top 25 in the country. The Drovers, who are the number 4 seed in the National Championship Series, will have their final practice on Monday at home. A formal send-off of the team will be after practice at 2 o'clock at Bill Smith Ballpark. The team will leave out early Tuesday morning for Will Rogers World Airport to head to Central Florida. Their opening game next Friday afternoon. In the NCAA softball tournament, number 3 ranked OU run rules Boston University 9-0 in their opening round game of the tournament in Norman last night. OU advanced to play Tulsa at 4 o'clock this afternoon. The OSU Cowgirls losing their opening game of the NCAA softball tournament at Fayetteville, Arkansas. They dropped an 8-2 decision to Wichita State. OSU plays DePaul in an elimination game this afternoon. Big 12 baseball, the Oklahoma Sooners losing a second straight 6-5 decision at Kansas last night. Those two teams will wrap up their series in Kansas this afternoon. And in Stillwater, the 14th-ranked Cowboys fell to 10th-ranked Texas Tech 14-6. The Cowboys now tied for first place with Texas in the Big 12 standings with one game remaining for both teams. The Cowboys and Red Raiders finish up their series this afternoon. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning brought to you by Ferguson Funeral Home, First National Bank and Trust, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.